This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're doing Freed on Business. We're talking about urban placemaking with the, I got to say, one of the top guys in town to talk about that, Joe First. He's the managing director for Wynwood for Goldman Properties. Joe focuses on all the development, financing, marketing, and leasing initiatives for Goldman's Wynwood portfolio. He serves as a board member for the Wynwood Arts District Association. Huh? You used to? Well, Joe, I'm giving you a promotion, bro. You can say it. It's okay. He was born and raised in Miami. He's a Ransom grad. He's a big and very involved in the Ransom Alumni Association. And for Joe, the line between work and pleasure is non-existent because his Goldman's properties initiatives, they encompass such a broad range of placemaking activities. He has a great time. I butchered that, Joe. But hey, man, welcome back for the second segment. We've been talking about what made Wynwood, how Tony kind of got his ideas up in Soho, brought him down here, made a great place. High five to you and Jessica for executing for him. Now, what's in store for Wynwood? Because success always impacts neighborhoods like this. Lincoln Road went from fun to funky to homogenized to don't even get me near there. I hope that doesn't happen in Wynwood. Tell me it won't.
We're all working every day to hope and help ensure that it won't. But the key for us and the other property owners in the neighborhood is staying true to the vision of unique, authentic, original. Yes, the neighborhood has definitely become more popular, and we're getting some pressures from some outside tenancies and businesses that may not be the appropriate fit. But again, through the Business Improvement District, we're working on a host of ideas that will help us keep the neighborhood at its true form. There will be new development, and I think that will only enhance what we have today.
Well, I think that if new development's handled the right way, and let's talk about that for a minute, because I have opinions, and I share them on the show. So let me do that now. I think that if you added some good parking, well-located parking in the right locations that was thoughtfully integrated to the correct programs and hidden from the pedestrian correctly, that might be a way to increase some density and bring some more people in and make the ability to have things go a little better. I think that you can, as you say, curate some of the galleries so that they create more of a functional integration thing. I think that the Fifth Avenue integration and expansion and improvement will go a long way. I know that you got to get everybody to buy in. And there's a lot of things. You still got your big anchor tenant there at the, I don't know what they call the free trade zone this week, but there's still there's some critical mass there. So there's some exciting things that I think could still happen. But the number one thing you can't allow is you can't allow anything to cross over Northwest 2nd Avenue. Please. And turn this place into Lincoln Road.
Well, I think it's important to note that currently in the area that we describe as, you know, the Business Improvement District, the main portion of the Wynwood Arts District, about 47% of the area there is vacant land. And what we're trying to do is help encourage and facilitate small-scale infill development. The zoning code has been very challenging for the little guy to build an appropriate building on a 10,000-square-foot lot. And what that's led to is large assemblages and you know, big mass structures taking place within the city and potentially within Wynwood. So we're doing everything we can to encourage that small scale development, because in order for us to keep the fabric of the neighborhood as it is today, it's a more appropriate type of development as we move forward.
Now, how about some fun residential development? I know that some of the people I know have been looking to pop some duplexes in there, some quadruplexes. The zoning doesn't allow it. You can really only build a single occupancy unit on these old homes that people thought they'd be able to sell for a gazillion dollars.
The biggest issue is parking. Parking requirements are very challenging. So if you want to have an activated street level, activated storefront, it's very challenging to do so and still provide the appropriate parking on site. So we're working, and there's actually a couple of items that are going forward through planning and zoning that will start to help this infill small-scale development by reducing parking requirements. The first new ground-up project in Wynwood is being built by David Polinsky, 250 Wynwood, And it's a really just a perfect example of what urban infill development is supposed to be, and incorporating the aspects of the neighborhood that have made Wynwood really a fantastic place into new product.
Now, if you're going to reduce the parking, here we go. If you're going to reduce the parking requirement, it's going to require, well, what that'll do is that'll end up, in my opinion, making a lot of the development need to, the people either have to be transit oriented to get in and out of that place, or they're going to have to do business in and around where they live. I'm going to just use the term live work. Mm-hmm. So it sounds to me like that might be the direction you're heading.
It's definitely the direction that we're heading. So we really want to have people living, working, eating, socializing within the Wynwood area. And given the types of people that want to populate the office product there, they also want to live there. They also go out there in the evenings. They hang out there during the day. So what's been really exciting about, the Wynwood of today is when you go through on a Saturday or Sunday, the neighborhood's populated with people walking the streets and taking interest in the murals and the programming that, Goldman Properties and others offer.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. One of the things that people haven't been to Wynwood that is really unusual is that you have all of the modern art on all the buildings. I won't refer to it by its street name, and it's never touched. It is left to be, well, okay, maybe it's occasionally touched and tagged, but the reality is that most of the really important stuff isn't. And the things that I think that's what makes Wynwood special is the aura of togetherness and moving the neighborhood forward. Everybody that I've met with within the context of Wynwood appears to me to be invested in the common vision of Wynwood.
And I think that's really credit to Tony Goldman. So I think Tony had an unbelievable vision and an incredible knack for identifying in each of the neighborhoods that Tony touched an underlying theme or an underlying concept and taking that and bringing it to the next level and making it really a world-class product. So in Wynwood, as an example, there was graffiti and murals, and the Wynwood Walls project was an attempt to take what was sort of at one point an abandoned art form or thought of as only an urban art form and put it in a place where people could really appreciate it and enjoy it. And that's the roots of the Wynwood Walls project. So for us, the Wynwood Walls and the two food and beverage operations that we own and operate within the Wynwood Walls is our attempt at creating a town center filled with, art, culture, and food and beverage, as opposed to doing it with grocery chains and CVS's, et cetera.
Now, come on, there's nothing wrong with that. I make a lot of money doing that. But it does tend to homogenize the neighborhood. And when people go away and they go traveling, they always want to go to someplace new, like Five Points in Atlanta, all the neighborhoods that are walkable and safe. And that's what's the most important. I have seen tourists just dropped off in this neighborhood by a bus, by a cab, walking around with their translucent I'm from Europe skin, all that other stuff. And they feel safe. It's yeah, I know. That's funny. I come up with that stuff occasionally. The guy in the back room, he can't save you. You could crack up. It's okay. Joe's cracking up now. He just won't
it's
let you
funny.
Hear. Thank you so much. That's about as hilarious as Joe gets. I got a pretty funny, so a high five to you from that, Joe. So what can we expect from Goldman Properties going forward? You've done a great job of placemaking on Soho, great job of placemaking in South Beach, a great job of placemaking in Wynwood. I don't know how many untapped urban environments there are. Are there many left?
I think there's always opportunities. I think there's always ways to improve a current place and add a new life to it and add a new perspective to it. So we're not in the middle of any new opportunities at the moment, but we're always looking for something exciting and something new. And Wynwood is really looking very, very strong, and I'm so proud of continuing Tony's legacy with the rest of our team and Tony's daughter Jessica.
Well, all I could say is that I'm sure that I've got a couple of friends in Fort Lauderdale that would like to talk to you to see how you can make it, because one of the things in Fort Lauderdale is they've got a great environment that they've developed north of Broward Boulevard and somewhat west of Federal Highway, but it drops off real quick, and they haven't really been able to find a way to integrate high-rise buildings just basically stuck in the middle of nowhere with no connectivity. And that's what makes Wynwood special, is the connectivity of all of the different things. You got Wynwood Lofts, you got Wynwood Walls, you got the this. It's got connectivity. And as these people from outside the market come in, Are they also looking and joining you in the connectivity and the placemaking that you try to accomplish?
Absolutely. When Tony was with us, one of the core objectives was always community building and neighborhood building and literally building, you know, with your colleagues, with your partners, with your other business owners. So what's really exciting is that the business improvement district that we formed is that vision really coming together, and we have a 7-person board, and we have people that are in the shoe business and the warehouse business and the real estate business, people who have been there for 30 years and people who have been there for a year.
So I got my bar mitzvah shoot from Shelley, so you know, what can I tell you?
It's fantastic.
All right, listen, I want to thank you so much, Joe. We have a couple more minutes left, so what I wanted to do for just a second is I wanted to talk just a little bit about what happened with Google and Auction.com. I know that we got a couple of calls in earlier today from our friends at Auction.com. I just wanted to give them a high five for getting Google involved in their company. We'll look to have Joe Cuomo from Auction.com on here in the next few weeks to talk about the impact of Google investing in Auction.com. But it's obvious that big people are taking notice of what they're doing over there, and that it is a awesome concept, and the marketing methodology that they have put together. It is interesting to see what's going on. We'll get Joe on to talk about that. But a high five to Auction.com, Joe Cuomo, and the rest of the guys over there. I want to thank Joe. I want to thank Joe first for coming in and talking to us a little bit about placemaking in Wynwood. Joe, we got to get a ULI event for you just in Wynwood, just for the young leaders. We got to do that. We got to talk to your buddy Jason Buildings Katz to put something together like that. What do you think, huh?
Sounds great.
All right. Listen, this is Jim Fried. We're here with Joe First. Joe was great on the show talking about placemaking. Next up in our next half hour, we're going to talk about how to get a good night's sleep after time springs forward this weekend. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this short break. Oscar, take it away.
Going back to Miami.
Going back to Miami.
Going back to Miami.